This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Shake out the shamrocks and start putting on the green. It's time to get ready for St. Patrick's Day. Rock City is once again hosting this Irish festival, Shamrock City, at the top of Lookout Mountain. Kim Jackson joins me today from Rock City.
It's time to find the luck of the Irish again during Rock City's third annual Irish festival, Shamrock City. We're back for the third year. Shamrock City has actually been selected as a top 20 event by Southeast Tourism Society for March 2010, so we're really proud of that accolade. Shamrock City back for its third year at Rock City Gardens.
Perhaps the best part of the Irish celebration is the culture of music and dance that is central to every St. Patrick's Day gathering.
This year, Shamrock City is Saturday and Sunday, March 13th and 14th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got lots of great stuff going on. You can see the full schedule of entertainment and activities at crockcity.com. Don't miss those Irish jig dance lessons with Jeff Sandy. They're going on both days at 12:30 and 2 o'clock, so wear your dancing shoes. And this year, we're very proud to have the entire musical lineup being local Chattanooga musicians. There is enough Irish music right here in Chattanooga to fill up two full days for Shamrock City this year. So we're really, really excited about that. We've got the Molly Maguires coming back, of course. They'll be there both days, Saturday and Sunday, March 13th and 14th. Also, the Chattanooga Pipe Band and all of their bagpipe glory will be there both days. We also have joining us again this year, Celtic Plain is back this year. We have Ulta joining us, and then a new Irish band, Pay the Reckoning, will be there. Butch Ross and Casey Phillips have put together an Irish duo, so they're going to be there as well. But you can see the exact times those bands are playing, which day they're going to be there on the website, crockcity.com. You just click on that Shamrock City icon, and it'll take you to the event page.
Mark Merriman from Celtic Plains also joined us in the studios of WUTC to share a bit of the music you might expect to hear at the festival.
One of the great things about working on events at Rock City is the opportunity to include local talent in the event. And we're really proud that Celtic Plain is coming back for a third year to join our entertainment lineup. It's a group of fabulous musicians that live right here in Chattanooga that are doing some really new and exciting things in the world of Irish music. So you're not going to want to miss them. They are going to be playing at the Pot of Gold Pavilion on Saturday starting at 1 o'clock.
The songs we play consist more of a modern-day Irish composers and songwriters such as Bill Whelan, the Cranberries, the Proclaimers, that sort of thing. Celtic playing musicians have come from many backgrounds and types of music, and we've come to the, quote, plains of our Celtic music and our musical adventures. David Payne and I started the group as a duo, but now it has grown into a six-member group. We have two of Chattanooga's top drummer in the percussion circle, David Payne, drummer for swing band Sweet Georgia Sound, and Bob Stagner of Shakin' Ray Levi Society. On flute is Sam Sensabog, a music student here at UTC, and of course I'm Mark, and I play guitar and a little keyboards. We're happy to announce our performance to include an Irish singer and dancer from Karen Horton School of Dance, Miss Amy Morris and Stephanie Hammett.
Shamrock City is a great reason to wear the green and head up the mountain. The Irish Festival has something for everyone in the family.
One of the great things that we learned the last couple of years producing this Irish Festival is not only do folks come out for the Big River beer that will be there again this year, but tons of families come to this event. It is a daytime event. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So this year we've upped the ante with the kids' activities, the family-friendly activities, and there is a lot going on. Not only do we have our famous panning for gold opportunities right there near the Rock City Pavilion, we have Kiss the Blarney Stone climbing wall adventures, so you can actually take a stab at our climbing wall and get a certificate for kissing the Blarney Stone at the top. We've got lucky makeovers, some face painting opportunities. Kids will be able to paint their own Blarney Stone. And every kid that buys a ticket to Shamrock City this year is going to get a map that takes them on an adventure through Rock City Gardens, and they end up at the Pot of Gold Pavilion. There's going to be seven opportunities to collect Shamrock stickers along the way. And if they get all seven stickers by the time they get to the Pot of Gold Pavilion, there'll be a special prize there waiting for them. So as you can see, it's a great opportunity to come bring the family to Rock City and celebrate the day together. We know the weather's going to be great, so we encourage everybody to come on up. There's going to be costume characters, traditional Irish food, lamb stew, corned beef and cabbage, some pistachio pudding. I heard there'll even be some Reubens available. Of course, specialty beer on tap from Big River Brewery. The Fudge Kitchen will make their famous fudge green this year, and of course our High Falls will be flowing green again. It should be a really good time for folks of all ages. And spring is beginning to sprung at Rock City, so it's a great opportunity to come and see the beginning of the blooms. What's blooming right now at Rock City and during Shamrock City will be our serviceberry trees. The forsythia shrubs are blooming, and the magnolia trees, which always smell wonderful. Of course, always the breathtaking views from Lover's Leap are beautiful this time of year.
Rock City traditionally partners with nonprofit organizations for each of their festivals. This year, the partner organization has a long history with Shamrocks of their own.
This year, we're really excited to partner with the local chapter of the MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association. As you probably all know, they have the Shamrocks for sale this time of year. I can remember being a kid and going in the grocery store where I grew up and seeing those iconic paper green Shamrocks. So Rock City is proud to be offering our guests the opportunity to support the MDA through the Shamrocks for Dystrophy program. So we're partnering with the MDA, and we're going to be promoting them throughout the event, and we're going to be raising money to send kids with MDA to camp, which is a really important part of their program. They'll be there. You can learn more about our local chapter during Shamrock City, and we encourage you to find out more about them. You can go to Shamrock City's event page and click on their icon, the Shamrocks for Dystrophy, and find out all the great things they're doing in our community. So we're really proud to be partnering with the MDA for this particular event. It's a great fit, Shamrocks for Dystrophy.
Shamrock City is this weekend, March 13th and 14th at Rock City on Lookout Mountain. You can find more information on our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.